have a vision. It's important that it's prayerful, you're listening to God. And then there's a strategy, there's next steps, there's a focus. But then what are the measures? What are the measures of health, success? How do you know if it went well? So a lot of times in churches, the measures boil down to this. How many people came? And people keep track of attendance. And then also, what was the giving? And what are the numbers with the budget? And then lastly, how are the programs? Were the programs good? But I'd say, yes, you can measure those things, and they have some importance, but that's not the whole picture, and it might not even be the most important thing. So a lot of churches can fall into a very limited mentality when it comes to what is God doing, and are there number of people, budget, and are the programs good? But I would submit today that what's even more important is transform lives. How deep are people going with Jesus? Are there disciple-making disciples? Maybe what's the number of salvations, baptisms in a year? And so that kind of indicator where it's transformed lives, I encourage you to collect those stories, share the stories of transformed lives, celebrate the stories about Jesus is changing your life. And I just ask you, what is Jesus doing in your life right now? How is he changing you? How is he growing you? How is he using you so that other people's lives are being changed in powerful ways? That's at the heart of a movement. That's at the heart of a healthy church. And so think through the measures when it comes to vision and walking with God and your goal, and make sure you don't just make it too narrow, but instead keep reminding yourself it's transformed lives, and ask God to move powerfully in 2018 and celebrate and collect those stories of changed lives because of Jesus.